Good evening. For those of you who don't know, my name is Amy. I am Phil and Barbara's eldest daughter. I'm one of four. Misha is my younger brother, and there's two more who are not here this evening. But tonight, Jesus has completely changed my life, and I can say that quite confidently. And I just want to tell you a few things about him this evening, basically. We've just read the story of Peter walking on the water with Jesus. But before we get to that, I just want to, encourage you guys, especially if you're not familiar with this book here. I just really had it on my heart to share and, to not be afraid of it. Because actually, yes, it's a big book. Yes, it is. Got very little writing in it. But actually, it's 66 books. And it's split into two halves, which aren't really halves. They're more like two-thirds and a third, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I just want to tell you, the overarching story, to begin with, of the Bible, because it's a beautiful one. And it starts up in Genesis. It's a beautiful, beautiful story of where God, he gets down on the dust, and he creates a man, and he creates a beautiful world for him to live in, and he creates this, garden for him to be in charge of, and he gives him jobs, and he says, okay, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And it's this beautiful, beautiful picture that's created of God and man are walking together in unity, and it's so beautiful, and it's so close, and they hear each other's voice, and they speak to each other, and it's wonderful. But then we get to this point where actually humanity decides to go, actually no, I know better, I know what I want for myself, and so God, I see what you're asking of me, I see the beautiful things you've created for me, but I'm going to walk over here and walk away from you, and hopefully this doesn't break, and I'm going to walk over here and I'm going to do my own thing. And this creates this gap between God and humanity. And so humanity are over here, they're doing their thing, they're trying to live life the way they want to live life. And they are, what they're doing is not life-giving. It's not the way God intended for them to live. And God is over here, he's saying, guys, what are you doing? I love you. I made you. I want to know you. I want to be in a relationship with you. That's what I made you for. And but there's this big gap. And so the Old Testament, it tells this story. It tells a story of this gap that's created. And so in this first chunk of scripture, it's full of history. So it's full of the stories of what humanity's up to at this point. It's full of poems. It's full of love songs. It's full of wisdom. All these things telling the story of a broken, broken-hearted father and a humanity that are just messing up. But there is a little bit of hope. Because although humanity can't come back themselves, they can't. Because what they've done is they've turned away and said, God, I don't want you. So they can't turn up, they can't make this walk back. But among these people, there's some people called prophets. And their job, and their work is also in the Old Testament. Their job was to share with the people over here what God's heart was. And so God's heart, which is obviously saying, guys, come back to me. The prophets are over here and they're sharing that with the people. But there's also a little glimmer of hope in what they're saying, because there's some rumours going around that actually, because humanity can't go back, God might make the journey across. Okay? And so that's where we find ourselves here. In the start of the New Testament. Okay. So this second half of the Bible, this much shorter chunk, we start off with the Gospels. And the reason we have the Gospel means good news, right? And the reason we have those is because Jesus did come across. Because God loved them so much that he was like, I can't cope with not being in a relationship with them. I'm going to go across. So that's what, that's the beautiful, beautiful story, the overarching story of the Bible is God coming to man. And so Jesus came as a representation of God to the people, to the broken people, to the people that were really, really hurting. And so by that kind of theory, if we look at Jesus, we can know what God is like. So that's the question I want to like look at a little bit through this story that we've just read that makes it beautifully read for us. The story of Jesus calling Peter out on the water. So I'm going to go up to that. If you have a Bible with you, there should be some dotted around. Have a look, like get it up. It's Matthew 14. 22, so big 14, little 22 is what I always tell my kids at summer camp, and that's still helpful for me today. So, picture this, right? It's dark, it's windy, it's probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, it's cold, the disciples have just had a ridiculously busy day, they're in a boat, they're on their way across the lake to go do whatever they need to do across the other side of the lake. They just want to, like, crack on and get there and get back on because it's been a busy day. And all of a sudden, this figure starts walking across the water and they see him from a distance and they're like, guys, wake up. And they're freaking out a little bit. They're freaking out. But then he starts coming closer and closer and closer. And what's it say there? It said, there we go. They freak out and they say, guys, it's a ghost. We're terrified. I can imagine there's a bit of chaos going on that boat. But Jesus, he walks up and he says, guys, it's okay, it's me. Take courage, don't worry. So then we've got this boisterous, brave Peter, who, if you've seen The Chosen, it's a fantastic show, all about the life of Jesus. He does an excellent, like, representation, the actor's class, the one who plays Peter. He's this really boisterous dude who goes, okay, well, if it is really Jesus, tell me to come out on the water. And I kind of, when I was like preparing this, I was thinking like, oh, why did Peter so want Jesus to call him to come out on the water? And so I wrote down a few kind of thoughts on that. And I think there was maybe a few reasons. Maybe Peter really wanted to come and walk out with Jesus, but he wanted to make sure it was him, so he just asked to tell him to come. Maybe, and I think this is maybe more the reason, Peter felt something in his heart telling him to get out of the boat that he'd been in his whole life. He was a fisherman. Get out of that comfortable place that he'd been in his whole life and go and do something that required him to rely completely on Jesus. Maybe he just, like, he'd been in his boat his whole life and he wanted to get out. They were kind of my two thoughts. But whatever his reasoning is, right, he gets out of this boat and he starts walking towards Jesus. And he's walking and he's doing it and he has his eyes fixed on Jesus. And he's like, oh my goodness, I'm doing this. His other disciples, I can imagine, are pretty impressed about what's going on. But then all of a sudden, he starts to feel a bit of wind in his hair. He starts to feel like the water's swishing around his ankles. He starts to get a bit of sea spray in his face and he's like, oh my. And he starts to look around and he loses sight of Jesus in his looking around, in his chaos. He becomes so aware of everything else that's going on, the fact that he's walking on water, he starts to sink. And in that moment, I think this is such a cool response, because I think sometimes in our moments of panic, we think we have to come to God with this like nicely crafted prayer of like, oh God, most merciful and wonderful and da 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 da, and please would you... No, he goes, Jesus, help me! Save me! He doesn't bother with all the fanciness, he just comes as he is, and I think that's so beautiful. And the second that Peter cries out saying this, what does Jesus do? Does it say in this translation? Yes. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and helped him up. Immediately. I think that's so, so beautiful. He picks him up and says, hey, why did you doubt me? Why did you doubt me? You have a little faith. Like, I was there. I was going to be there for you. So, I guess my kind of question to you in this is, like, where would you put yourself in this story? Where would you put yourself in the story of Peter walking the water? Maybe you feel more like Peter at the start of the story, where actually you have this like little niggly feeling in your heart of like, I need to get out of the boat. I need to get out of what I've been living in. I need to get out of this like comfortable thing that just isn't quite giving me life, but it's comfortable, but I feel like, maybe that's where you're at. But, oh yes, that was the other thing I was going to say. And to those people, I want to like say, like, look at the way that Jesus speaks to Peter when he says, like, you should have a heart, you should lie. He just says, come, just come. He doesn't say, Peter, make sure you've got this sorted out, this sorted out, this sorted out, and then once you're back in, we're going to have to do this. He doesn't say that at all. He says, okay, Peter, come. Trust me. Just come. Keep on being. Maybe you feel a little bit more like come to the second half of the story. Maybe you feel like you're sinking. Maybe you are in a situation or there's something going on or whatever where you just feel like, oh my god, like I just can't see. Maybe you actually know Jesus and with the chaos of everything you've kind of lost sight of him, so you're like, oh. Or maybe you don't know Jesus and actually, like, you're flailing about and you don't realise that there's somebody who wants to come and take you out as soon as you ask him. So wherever you kind of are in that, like, scale, should I make it a scale, didn't it? I want to encourage you, like, if for this evening you're saying, like, okay, actually, maybe I do want to get out of the boat, maybe I do want to, like, trust that actually Jesus will walk with me, he will do that, then can I encourage you, it's, like, the best decision you'll ever make in your life. I'm only 21, and I haven't been following Jesus as long as some of the people in here have, but I can say, like, wholeheartedly, it's the best decision I've ever made in following him. It hasn't been easy, definitely be some challenges, but actually, knowing him has been the most life-giving thing I've ever known. Like, I have someone to turn to when it's tough, and I have someone to rejoice with when it's hard. Like, I've been living in Paris for the last few months with school, which has been beautiful. It's a lovely place to live, but it's been so lonely, and it's been really, really hard. But the closeness that I have made with Jesus in that time has been so, so real. And oh goodness, I just want to encourage you guys that if, like, you feel God saying, okay, come on, it's time to get out, it's time to trust me, then he's not going to ask you to do something that he doesn't promise to come and, like, back him up on afterwards. Like, he didn't call Peter out of the boat and then leave him when he started panicking, started sinking. He said, no, come on, look, let's do this together. I made you to do this together. So Jesus has made you for life with him. That's the best way that life works. Life works best with him. So I really want to encourage you with these two things this evening. Whether you feel like you're still in the boat, kind of wanting to get out, or whether you feel like, ah, I'm sinking a little bit, lean into Jesus, because he's the most trustworthy person to ever walk the face of the earth, and he's the God who loves you a lot. So I think we're going to have a time of worship now, potentially, maybe. And if, you know, something like that has really, like, stuck with you, we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to come alongside you as you get excited about kind of getting to know Jesus. And if not, we're just going to worship the God who calls us out and walks with us. Actually, I'm just going to pray before we do that. So as you guys prepare, Jesus, thank you that you are such a good God. And thank you, you're the God who comes so close to us. You're the God who calls us out on the water, and you're the God who saves us when stuff's really hard. I just thank you for the privilege that we have to come here and spend time with you. And I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to touch our hearts, you'd continue to remind us of who you are, and continue to show us, some of us for the first time, what it means to live life with you. Thank you that you're a really good God and you love us so much. Amen.